When the dirty job of party general secretary came up, Stalin was considered a perfect fit. Not very bright, but very hardworking. But as Stalin appointed his supporters to the Communist Party's higher echelons, he basically created and established a patron-client network with himself at the very top. Stalin's clients followed him faithfully through the maneuvers which finally put him in complete power by 1929. Stalin rewarded his minions with higher pay and better living conditions, thereby founding the nomenklatura, the new Soviet ruling class. 2. Stalin versus Trotsky. As every great empire needs an evil empire, so every crackpot dictator needs an evil person or an evil cause to help rouse and direct the hatred and fear of the masses. The concept of socialism in one country and that of world revolution first had both been important in Lenin's day. But after Lenin's death, Stalin emphasized one and Trotsky the other out of mutual hatred.